Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show, brought to you by NoOffseason.com, where you can get unlimited personalized advice to build your sports card investment portfolio. Get a free 30-day trial now at NoOffseason.com. You won't be sorry. Our show today is brought to you by Graybo's Sports Cards. They're a local hobby shop owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Denny One Time Dodson, and is located in the Arts District of Richmond, Virginia. Graybo's sports the best selection of raw and graded singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy can receive a 10% discount on any purchase at graybos.co by entering the code STRATEGY2023. Graybo's also now breaks on Whatnot and or Drip 5 nights a week, including baseball, basketball, football, and even wrestling breaks. Use the link in their IG bio at Graybo's_cards to get a $15 credit after your first purchase on Drip. Follow all of Graybo's news and updates on Instagram at Graybo's_cards. Don't forget that all of the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show comes from MarketMoversApp.com. Get 20% off MarketMoversApp.com today by using the promo code NOOFFSEASON. That's after a 14-day free trial. Use the promo code NOOFFSEASON at MarketMoversApp.com today. All right, it's time for some sports card strategy. Here are your hosts, Paul Hickey, Kendall the Lefty McKee, and the Dr. Crack, Chad Gill. What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey. I've got my main man, the Lefty McKee, the Dr. Crack, Chad Gill in the house, and the one, the only, Gary Underwood of Hoops and Cards. Gary, what's going on, man? Good to have you on the show today, brother.
Hey, great to be here, Paul. Thanks. Great to be with you guys, Lefty, Chad. Can't wait to get this going.
We're going to get into it, and Gary is always putting out phenomenal basketball content on his podcast, Hoops and Cards, and now you can go to hoopsandcards.com to check out all of what Gary's got going on. Gary is now part of the NoOffseason.com sports card network. Hoops and Cards is on board officially. We have started a network where there's more programming here with great content creators. On the NoOffseason.com sports card network, we're banding together. We've got Gary from Hoops and Cards. We've got Andy Kaysen from Football Card Quest. And we've got all of us, all of our programming, now part of a network, the NoOffseason.com sports card network. So across all of our content, we are going to be elevating each other. We're going to be cross-promoting each other. And we're going to just be working to bring you, the audience, the best possible sports card content out there. Let's go around the horn real quick. Lefty, how you doing today, man? How's it going? Do you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. The Rangers made the postseason for the first time since 2016, so that's great. We didn't win the division, but I'm just glad we're here. I think it's a year earlier than we were supposed to be, but we're here, and I'm having a great time.
Awesome. Dr. Crack, Chad Gill, we missed you one episode, but you're back. Good to have you back, my man. How you doing?
Good. Glad to be back. Couldn't imagine a better show coming back with my boy Gary talking some hoops. Loving it.
Love it. We're going to get into it here in a second. Connor and Sonia are back in the studio. Connor's going to help us go around in the live chat throughout the show, but I'm going to give some live chat love right now. Dr. Crack always breaks the third wall. Good morning, SCSS family. Oh, my shoes in the house. Cleo Cards, Ryan Painter, two awesome people from Cleveland, Ohio, the site of the 2024 National, which we're already excited about. Planning our presence there. We'll see. We'll see. Janelle Hsu in the house. Burt Fields, let's go. Shane Graham in the house is pumped about Gary. Everyone's pumped about Gary today. So we're going to get through back to the live chat throughout the show. For those of you who don't know the format, maybe you're new to the show today. Maybe this is the first time you've consumed our content, or maybe you just are curious as to why we do what we do. We're basically a long form podcast about helping you make money flipping sports cards. We happen to stream live on YouTube kind of for practical reasons, because we don't have time to post-produce the show. So what that creates is a situation where we have a YouTube live chat that we like to interact with during the show. Even if you're listening on the podcast apps, don't worry. We love you too. Please DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram, or you can check out our Discord. Go to sportscardstrategy.com and click the link to join our Discord. And we would love to interact with you. And you can always email me at paul@nooffseason.com. So if you're wondering, if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, and you're wondering who we're mentioning in this live chat, it's our YouTube live chat. And of course, you can go to youtube.com/paulhickey if you want to get involved, if you weren't able to stream it live on YouTube with us. So after that whole mouthful, I want to say something to Gary. Gary, trivia question. What happens later this week, my man?
Ohio State plays Maryland on Saturday.
The NBA preseason, baby.
Media day is today, too. We get to hear what Joel Embiid thinks of nothing happening.
Yeah, what do you think about the NBA preseason?
I mean, it'll be fun to watch Wemby, but it's pretty meaningless. I just love the countdown too. I think it's the 24th. The NBA starts, and we'll get to see Dame and Drew in their new uniforms, and lots to talk about.
So, with the NBA preseason not really meaning much to you, and to others, and the NBA tip off on October 24th really being the day that we're all looking forward to, is there card hype right now? Like, is it the last call for basketball right now? Has that ship already sailed? Are you already holding like hundreds of basketball cards that you're getting ready to sell, or can people still buy?
Absolutely, they can still buy. In fact, the last two seasons, there's been that jump at the beginning of the season because of excitement and new rookies, but there's also been a dip in November and December in prices that is worth waiting for another buying opportunity. So absolutely, it's not too late to get in.
Awesome. Well, we'll get into more details on that throughout the show. And a quick hello to Greeny Green in the house, Fly Heat Cards in the house. All right, I'm going to lead off with my L, and I've got a few things, but I'm going to try to go through quick to leave time for everybody else today, because I've been talking a lot on this show. Let's be honest. Like, I've been dominating.
You have, Paul. Let's move it. Keep it.
We got to keep it moving here. All right, so one L of the week for me, a card-related L, is a Wilt Chamberlain 1972 Tops that I bought raw at Graybo's. I thought it was in decent condition. It had something on the front, like a little something sticky on the front that I couldn't get off. And so I submitted it to PSA anyway. Couple L's. It got a 3, which I wasn't expecting like a great grade when you find it in a value box at a card shop. So I was not expecting a great grade. Ended up being about $54 total to get the card graded and shipped back to me, because it was, at the time I submitted it, it was a 1972 card. So at the time I submitted it, I couldn't include it with a bulk value submission. So I had to pay a little bit more, and it was the only card from that era that I had. So I had to kind of overpay to get it graded. It's going for about $45 to $70 on eBay. The real L though, is that it just took PSA forever to grade this one card. Now I did take Dr. Crack's advice and I left it out of a submission. Well, I didn't have a choice because it was 1972, but I guess the silver lining is that it didn't slow down any of my other submissions, which Cracks talked about that being something important. There goes his light. There's one. I think what I'm thinking is the takeaway. I like to have a takeaway from all of my L's, right? And really all of my, everything I talk about, I like to have kind of an action item for the audience. So my action item here is, let's just not submit these kind of cards to PSA. Like, might as well go to SGC with something like this. If you're going to get, if you know it's not like a really high grade, it's selling for a wide range. I mean, I could have submitted this to SGC with a bunch of other cards, gotten it back in about 10 to 15 days, and probably it would have a similar value, because SGC is known in the hobby as being, you know, reputable in terms of their black tuck slabs for more vintage stuff. So anyway, that was one L. Basketball related. Not sure how you guys feel about Wilt Chamberlain, but we won't sidebar into that just yet. Okay. Well, another L, I need to apologize to the audience, because, you know, I think I have all of my tech stuff straightened out. Like, I'm a content creator. I'm a web developer. Like, I try to understand how to do all this stuff. Lefty and I spent like an hour together on Friday prepping for our StreamYard on October 25th. So Lefty got the full dose of like technology, Paul, and how good and bad I can be. But anyway, this was an L because when you're a premium subscriber at nooffseason.com, and please do that because the guys and I, we really do a good job for all of our premium subscribers. One of our main value adds as a premium subscriber is the ability to ask an unlimited amount of questions that Chad, Lefty, and I answer on the Overflow show. And sometimes we bring in other experts like Chase Krim from Texas Roadshow. If you ask a question, we really go in depth researching it and evaluating it for you. And so, but the L is that the website always takes in everyone's submissions, but the email alerts apparently don't always get to me. So I'm clipping along. I'm thinking I've got everyone's questions in the Overflow show every week, apparently. And thanks to Mark Smaja for emailing me and saying, hey, did you get my question a few weeks ago? Because I went back into the database for the website and I found unanswered questions from Mark Smaja, Janelle Shue, Nick Harner, and Oh My Shoes. And so I felt like crap. And
our guys.
I know this. For some reason, the email alerts didn't get to my inbox, but I've got all the questions. So now what I'm going to start doing, a couple different things. Number one, Friday's show is going to be dedicated to Nick Harner and Janelle Shue and Oh My Shoes and everyone else who gets their questions. And number two, I'm not only going to check my email, but I'm going to check the back end of the website for everyone's questions. So this will not happen again. Real quick, what I want to do is I want to answer Mark Smaja's question. His question was... related to Josh Allen 2018 turn of the century auto 99. He submitted the PSA. It took several months, of course. Came back a PSA 10. Congrats, Mark. That's awesome. He says, I can't find any value on it other than PSA charged up on it to value up to $1,499. Should I consider having PSA send this one to Golden Auction? I'm going to take the answer first. And then let's quickly answer because I want to get all of your guys' takes on this. Here's what I found. 130 point says that one of these out of 99 in PSA 10 sold on May 3rd, 2023 via Golden Auctions for $1,206. eBay says, if you go search for this card, there are two of them currently listed, each for about $2,500 or best offer. So I would say... absolutely not to any, I guess this would be Golden Auction through PSA. I would say absolutely not. I would sell this on eBay. I think you guys know I would probably sell it in a 10-day auction during a Josh Allen massive hype spike of sorts. But Chad, let's go over to you. You know this very well. Let's go over to you first for what you would do here for Mark.
Well, I don't want Lefty to accuse me of sucking up here, but I got to say that Paul's had a lot of wins lately, and Paul's right here again. Yep. With Allen absolutely destroying Tua and the Dolphins yesterday, that thing is prime right now, this week, eBay, auction. I would do a 7-day, not a 10-day, and I would promote the crap out of it, and... that thing will do very well on eBay. It'll do better than it will on Golden.
Love it. Lefty, what do you think?
I'm not really at the point where I trust the Golden Auction yet, or at least for the level of cards that we're usually dealing with. But I also listed a Josh Allen during halftime yesterday. So I have a super short print Josh Allen as well. That nice card, Gary.
Thanks.
I have a super short print that I listed yesterday, the Tiger print select I'm hoping to get a little over $200 for. So
are you seeing when you do that? Cause I think you've done that a couple times recently. You're seeing some action on those when you list them during those times, watch list ads and stuff like that.
Yeah. I had bids during the game come through. I also have a Jalen Hurts auto that I listed last Monday night. During his performance last Monday night, thinking that he would beat the Commanders this week, and he did, and that auction ends today, so that'll be nice. So
love it. Gary holding up a Josh Allen Prism rookie from 2018. Is that, what grade is that
currently listed on eBay? It's a PSA 9, so I'm not flexing too hard.
Nice. Yeah, so everyone's so Mark and everyone out there wondering about Josh Allen, All three of our guys here on the show are listing Josh Allen now based on his performance against the Dolphins in a big divisional massive win and just slaughtered my fantasy team. I had Tua and Tyreek Hill in my starting lineup in one of my main leagues, and that didn't work out this week, but that's what happened. So that's, I guess, another L. One other L on my end is submitted through Instagram through this is MM Sports and Trading Cards, who I think I gave a shout out to. They've been DMing me quite a bit. I appreciate that. They say there was a bunch of, I didn't know about this, maybe Chad and Lefty do. There was a bunch of Jackson Merrill redemptions that apparently he never signed and just left them at his old apartment. Was curious to our thoughts on that situation and if it affects his prices. This is like L of the week that I added last minute here into the show notes, but I thought that this would qualify as something to mention in our L of the week segment here. Do you guys know about this, Lefty?
I haven't heard of this, but it doesn't shock me either. I know that this happens a lot with athletes. They just, they get paid per auto they sign, I believe. So, you know, like if they're in doing something, some guys can just be like, hey, it's just not worth the hassle of doing that. And you guys know as good as I do, these guys are young, you know, and sometimes they're just irresponsible and dumb, you know. And so think about when you were in college. Did you just drop the ball on responsibilities sometimes? Of course you did. And so Paul never did. I'm thinking this ends up being a win down the road because the scarcity of Jackson Merrill autos is less than it could have been. So, course, you know, it's like, yeah, it's not that cool that you have a redemption that's going to end up getting submitted. I finally actually got my redemption from 2 years ago that's coming back, and it's probably going to go to Chad because they ended up giving me a Garrett Mitchell Bowman Sterling card. So pretty disappointed about that, but not from Jackson Merrill, but just in general. Sometimes they just don't work out when you submit redemptions.
So that's actually something I wanted to ask you too, and we're going to segue over to you for your L, because you've got one that kind of fits in this general category. We don't talk a lot about these kinds of hobby news and rumors very often. You've got one I know you want to talk about, but real quick, I think you answered the question that I had. Like, my question is, what happens when the redemption that you are trying to redeem for isn't, that the company isn't able to fulfill it? And it sounds like that's what happened with you, and they gave you a Garrett Mitchell. Is that right? This is Tops.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up having a De Los Santos. I think it was a black and white wave auto. That would have been it was a 2022 draft auto that I was going for Lawler. I ended up getting a redemption from another guy on the Diamondbacks, ended up putting it in. And the redemption finally got filled. After a while you can reply, or you can apply for, a redemption replacement. After their auto does not come through. And so I did that pretty much as soon as I could, because I didn't really care about the guy that I did pull. And so then they sent me a autograph of Garrett Mitchell Bowman Sterling. And I was like, dang it, I couldn't be more not excited about this. But so it's probably going to get listed as soon as it gets here, or I'm just going to mail it to Chad and say, go Brewers, and just love him all the way to the bank. But yeah, that's how that works. If you want, I'm going to go into my L of the week as well. Topps Bowman bounty thing that's been going on for the multiple prints of the one of ones in Bowman prospects. They have about 90 prospects that were double printed in the one of ones. I think this is, it's not something that's actually super shocking for me, because I've heard and known and speculated that there are extra printed numbers out there, and the numbers are a bit skewed. But when there was multiple one of ones coming out originally, I was like, oh crap, this is gonna hit the fan. And now there's a bounty system where it's between, I think it's like between $7,000 and $10,000 or $50,000, depending on the player. If you pull their one of one, you can send one of them in. Hopefully you're the one that does get it sent in, and Topps will redeem it for more than it's technically worth on the open market. There are some people that are really struggling with this idea, because this one guy posted yesterday, and he's like all in a harumph about he sold this card for $2,000, and then the next day he finds out that Topps would have bought the card back for $25,000. And it's like, you know, and he's saying like, Topps stole $25,000 from me, blah, blah. I was like, bro, that's just capitalism. You know, like, unfortunately, you sold an asset for $2,000 that ended up gaining a ton of value after you sold it. Like, Topps is not going to give you, it's not like you can prove that you owned it before and Topps is going to give you money because you were a previous owner of the card. That's just not how market works. And that's just tough. But don't say that Topps stole money from you. That's just dumb. So, but anyway, this whole Topps bounty, one of one, multiple prospecting out there, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. It seems though that, and I don't follow this because I don't like to get caught up in stuff that will make me counterproductive. That's just, but anyway, I think it happens, and I could be wrong, but I think it happens because when you're a business, you're printing, like a print shop, basically, you want to make sure that maybe your best looking card from a production value gets out into circulation. And so it would make sense that they would print multiple one of ones and then select one to go out. And it just seems to me like there was a mistake and multiple went out for a bunch of different people. And when you're, for a bunch of different prospects. And when you're a company with a high volume of product out there, things like this will probably happen. It seems like Topps is trying to make it right. I don't know all the details, but glad Lefty talked about it. And I was wondering if maybe somebody like Connor or Sonia could Google, is harumph actually a word? I'm not really
it is
sure.
Now. It is, oh, now.
Connor's nodding. He's already done it. Yep, he's already giving
it. You guys test me every week about my language skills. And they always comes back. You guys are confirming to me that I'm using real words.
Lefty is so catalytic with his vocabulary. It's incredible. I love it.
Don't you even worry about audiologically, because that's a word as well.
I should not ever question Lefty ever again. Or should I keep questioning Lefty and catch him on an error?
That's why we're here. We'll see. New words being created every week. Let's go.
Love it. All right, Chad, over to you, man.
I'm expanding y'all's dictionaries.
I wasn't going to talk about an L this week because I didn't really have a card-related L, but I am all in a harumph over the fact that Market Movers has not been working properly, bro. And I am harumphed because of it. I had to go old school this weekend. Had to go old school and look up eBay comps. It takes too long. I'm in too big of a hurry to do this. Hmm.
I know. It's disappointing. You know, shout out to our friends over at Sports Card Investor and MarketMoversApp.com. Teapot is working very hard constantly to make sure that Market Movers app is stabilized and not going down. But you're right. It was disappointing. I think it started around, people started reporting it to me during the Thursday show and tell. And so I think it's been had intermittent downtime since Thursday. And here we are on Monday. I know they'll get it straightened out, but you're right, Chad. It is disappointing. So, Gary, do you use Market Movers? And what's your L of the week?
I don't mind the extra labor it takes to look at eBay recent sales. But no, my L of the week is it was going to be Shohei that I held on too long. You know, but I have a new one, Paul, if it's all right. My L of the week is yesterday morning, woke up, gorgeous day here in Northeast Ohio, decided to search StubHub and splurge and take my son to see the 2-1 Cleveland Browns hosting the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens. And yeah, we haven't been to a game since COVID. So we splurged and got club seats on the 50-yard line to watch the Browns look like the Browns and Deshaun Watson sit. And I was even on the way there, Greeny. I was like, well, at least I got my DTR auto for his debut, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who looked worse than Spurgeon Wynn or any other 30 quarterbacks the Browns have had in the last 5 minutes. It was rough, man. It was the L of all sports game L's. And I'm like, it was early third quarter. Do we leave? I'm like, this is a bonding moment for my son and me. He's 17. He's about to go away to college next year. We're going to the last Browns game and they suck. So that's my L.
Bring back Tim Couch.
Right.
What I like to say.
You want me to segue to my W because they are attached.
Go
they are
for
connected
it. As
thematically.
Lefty, as Lefty is sporting the Nick Chubb jersey.
There you go. Yeah. Remember the healthy Browns in the preseason? Man, so
I
here's
still
the
believe.
Deal. I don't know how we do this, Lefty. How do we hang on?
I don't know. It's going to be tough.
So
you're talking to a Lions fan, so.
That's true. Yeah, we can have faith. So second half happens. We're getting our butts kicked again. And I'm like, well, might as well go on to my trusty. I can't mention a specific sports betting app, right, Paul? Do we have any favorites that way?
You can mention whatever you want to mention.
Okay. I had just signed up for the Fanatic Sportsbook so I could get the free $100. And, I've got a Tyrese Maxey jersey on the way with that free money. So that'll be sporting next time. But I was able to at least make a little money on the Browns losing. Like second half, it was like, will the Ravens score a touchdown here? Yes. Will it be Mark Andrews? Yes. I've seen this movie like 12 years in a row. So I turned the L into a W with the Fanatics Sportsbook app. I guess my other W was not spending money at the recent card shop or shows because the cards I won are still going down, and using my eBay skills to flip my dad's old cell phones for $100. That's wow. What I got.
That's amazing.
So yeah, that's other amazing. Than the Browns thing, we got to find other ways to cope, right? Lefty, got to make some W's out of our L's.
I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I've never really rooted for a team that's been good. Like none of my teams have ever won anything. Like I'm 31 years old and I've never seen any of my teams win a championship in any sport. And so it's just like,
yeah,
this is par for the course for me.
The Cleveland contingent is bringing it strong. Cleo Card says Spurgeon Wynn was drafted 16 spots.
Right. Was it like sixth round?
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel.
Let's not gloss over the fact that you said that you're in-game betting in Fanatic Sportsbook, which sounds like that can be, you know, a little bit of a silver lining when you're sitting there watching your team lose. You can you see the pattern of what's happening in the game, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna place some bets here and try to win some money based on that. So that's good. And then I want to say eBay skills helping you flip your dad's old cell phone. That's awesome, because we've actually had people that have submitted show and tells about different ways that they build up their bankroll to get into cards.
For sure.
So talk about that real quick.
Yeah. All the ways we use eBay to check previous prices on any product, the way we do it for cards works for so many other items, things like jerseys or cell phones, any electronics. But yeah, my dad, we were hanging out about 2 weeks ago, and he's like, I got these two old cell phones. You can have them or try and sell them or whatever. And one was an iPhone SE, like one of those older 8 years ago. And then another one was like an iPhone. No, sorry. One was a BlackBerry, a Palm Trio, like a BlackBerry that sold for $69, just like that.
And it's just like sitting around, like you would have recycled it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so, people, that is a great strategy right there. Like even on the sports card strategy show, finding old junk around your house and putting it out there on eBay to build your card bankroll. Great idea. Love it.
I think we talked about that at hoopsandcards.com. We did a show in the last week or two about sports cards on a budget and flipping, like you said, junk around the house. Somebody's junk is another man's $60 buy on eBay. So use everything you're learning about comps and about making a specific listing. Be as specific about the brand, the year, and the condition, just like you would that Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
And they sell.
That's awesome. All right, Dr. Crack, over to you for your win of the week.
Well, I was texting you guys yesterday, or actually Saturday. So when you have a hype cycle, we've talked about how there are multiple hype cycles for Caleb Williams between now and draft night. One of them was a possibility of him having a big game on a big stage, and there's not a lot more media coverage than it's going to be when he plays Shedeur Sanders in Colorado in prime time and all that kind of stuff, right? So at halftime of the game, he has 4 touchdowns, and I text you guys, I wonder if it'd be a good idea. So I thought, I've got a bunch of the base first refractors and pink refractors at PSA for grading non-auto. But I had two autos that I picked up the first week of September, and I thought I'm just gonna dip my toes here once. I paid $205 for one and $215 for the other in early September. And I thought, I'm too impatient to do a 7-day auction for one of these. I'm just going to throw it out there for $300 and see if somebody hits it in the second half of the game. When he threw he opens up the second half, throws that fifth touchdown, and I had listed my cards. It was online for all of 8 minutes, and somebody smacked the buy it now for $300. And now I'm sitting there going, after he got his sixth touchdown, I'm thinking, gosh, maybe I should throw one out there at 400 or best offer and see what happens. And I did that. And a guy that buys a lot of cards from me messaged me and said, hey, I'll buy that card from you. We've done enough business. Will you sell it to me offline for 400, including shipping, and you don't have to pay the eBay fees? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I sold one for 300 and one for 400, which netted me about $250 after all the tax, all the fees and stuff. And then I also had a crack and resubmit that worked out well this weekend. Back in May, I bought you guys probably saw one of my show and tells where I had a Clayton Kershaw update PSA 10 that came back that worked out well with a crack and resubmit. Well, here I did. I bought one that was a BGS, a CSG 9, and I got it for $105. And my goal was to try and get it to a PSA 9 because those were doing about $175 at the time. And I thought, quick $50, let's try it. It came back a PSA 9, but I didn't get it back until July. Kershaw's cards were dipping a little bit, so I thought, I'm not going to sell them. I noticed here in mid-September, Kershaw's card started to climb a little bit. So I put it out there at a $225 buy it now, and it sat. It didn't have any looks. Nobody was looking at it. I'm thinking to myself, I should have did the Paul and did an auction. And I redeemed myself and proved Paul wrong because somebody smacked the buy it now for $225 on Saturday, and that was a big win for me as well.
I am rubbing off on you, Chad. It's like we're switching places. Like you're listing Caleb Williams too early, and then you're like coming back and redeeming yourself, and then you're with the Kershaw thinking maybe you should have done an auction. But that's good, man. Good wins. And just kind of clarity for the audience here, Chad's Caleb Williams is, I only know this because we were texting about it, they're not graded. So he did, so basically part of his decision was, I was going to grade these. There's probably enough runway to get him back before the draft, but they're sitting in my hand right now, and he's put up six touchdowns, right? So you made the decision to go ahead and get him listed, and you got the cash. So that's great. I think we're all in that boat from time to time trying to figure out what do we do in the spur of the moment. And I think that's what makes it fun is like watching, we want to be holding cards when the potential performance spike happens. Like that's, that's what we want our entire audience, all of you, to be doing. And like Chad trained himself to do that a long time ago. Lefty and I have been trying to train ourselves over the last couple of years, talking to each other, like get the cards, have them in your hand when the potential performance spike could happen. And that's what Chad did, and he executed and crystallized the profits. We're going to get into some more basketball card strategy as the show goes along. I'm going to give my W, or Lefty's going to give his W real quick after Chad's W. Lefty, what do you got for your W of the week, man?
Man, I am excited about what we're going to talk about here in a little bit, because here's a little sneak preview. Holiday is still the number one prospect on our baseball updated prospect rankings, and I was able to
Drew Holiday.
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
No, yes. Cards.
Drew Holiday would be an interesting buy as well, but well, at least for me, I don't know anything about basketball cards. But so Jackson Holiday, I was able to pull the trigger on another Jackson Holiday Bowman first auto. I think this card specifically, or this the parallels of this card are going to boom the next offseason, or I mean the next spring training, because he's literally he's just the best minor leaguer we've ever seen. He climbed five levels this year, and there's only four other players that have done that before the age of 20. And two of them were Alex Rodriguez and Ken Griffey Jr. And so it's just like the other two guys, unfortunately, we've never heard of, but that's good camp to be in. You know, you want to be compared to Griffey and Alex Rodriguez, you know, and so he's just mashing the ball. He never hit under 100 WRC plus. He's just going to come into this Orioles system that's already very, very good, and they're going to get a lot of media attention because they're all very young. And Jackson Holliday is my favorite buy from now until probably March. And so yeah. I'm just going to keep collecting Jackson Holliday autos. And the one that I bought this week is probably going to PSA 9, but I'm still going to send it in because I believe that that card will be worth $700 to $800 when we go into the season next year. And I just paid $430 for it, which is $70 less than the eBay comp. So
great, great, great win for you, Lefty. I believe that Lefty McKee is going to be the 2024 version of me. And what I mean by that is he's not going to lose. He's not going to lose. He's going to come into 2024 and he's just going to win everything because the decisions he's making right now are so smart with who he's buying. Listen to what he just said. He's only buying Jackson. I'm paraphrasing, but he's only buying Jackson Holliday. And that dude is going to, all of his cards, I mean, I've said it before on the show, all of his cards are going to double. Potentially some of them are going to triple depending on how big the card. So I love it, Lefty. My W of the week is kind of hits all of your guys in a way. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is a guy that I talked about a few weeks ago. Man, and I bought his Super Glow auto, for those of you who remember, just a few weeks ago. I bought it on August 25th. I paid a total, including at that time I was paying sales tax. I am now exempt from paying sales tax on eBay because I'm a reseller. I uploaded my reseller certificate and it got approved pretty much right away. So I highly recommend that you all do that if you have an LLC. I would have saved $20, so I would have spent like $163, but I spent $183. And then I decided to list it for sale in a 10-day auction leading up to the Notre Dame game. Mm-hmm. And the reason I decided to list it is because it's a Super Glow auto. And I had seen the news that the 2023 Bowman Chrome University release was going to feature his first Bowman autos. And I said to myself, you know what, Paul, those Super Glow are going to be obsolete from a sports card value perspective, not for collectors, not for Marvin Harrison Jr. collectors, but from a value perspective, they're going to be a bit obsolete. So I went ahead and listed it in a 10-day auction. Guys, this is what we're talking about here. 50 watchers, 18 bids, what? Sold what? For $443.46.
Go Bucks.
The net profit from eBay after fees, $352.87. So minus the price that I paid for the card, my total net profit in 1 month on just receiving and shipping a Marvin Harrison Jr. card, $169.01. So I was very excited about that. When another thing I wanted to talk about is PSA has a 20 business day turnaround level now, apparently, a special at a $34 per card, no minimum. So I think that's probably something Dr. Crack might want to elaborate on. So if any of you have questions for Dr. Crack on what kinds of cards you would want to submit there, that would be great. Let us know and we'll answer them. But I think to me, that's something that, you know, they're probably not going to do it in 20 days, but the fact that they're advertising the 20 days means that you could get something probably in like 2 months from PSA rather than like 4 or 5 months from PSA, which could be very, very relevant to a lot of you who are trying to get maybe some bigger ish football cards graded or basketball cards graded and get them back during a potential hype cycle later on in each of those seasons. So I wanted to bring that up. And then a quick audience W from the Discord, Derek Kunzman, Cooney Cunny Cards, Lefty. And I don't know how to say your name, but we each kind of, you know, He had a big win of the week. Last week, he sold a bunch of Tua cards after the 70-point performance. And $480 are going back into cards. So congrats to Cooney Cunny Cards from the Discord. Great stuff there. And we want to keep it moving and get into some basketball card strategy here in a minute. But I think it's time to bring in our very own Connor Barnett to talk about what the audience is saying in terms of their L's and W's. What do you got for us, Connor? How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you too. Before I hop into these real quick, I just want to say to Gary, I love your strategy of hedging your attachment to sports teams by betting against them, essentially. That's something that I often do with my my fandom of the Tennessee Vols and the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
So make sure that you
hey, Titans had a week. Really.
They did have a week. They did have a week. It was good to see for them. But
thanks, yeah, Connor.
Into the live chat.
Connor, you look like a Ryder Cup fan. Are you a Ryder Cup fan?
This was the worst year of the Ryder Cup I've ever seen. But yeah, I was waking up a little bit early for it. Ricky Fowler continued to putt that essentially made sure they didn't have a chance. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I try to keep up with as much golf as I possibly can.
Oh, there we go.
But yeah, let's jump into L's and W's from our audience. Kicking it off is Greeny Green. L of the week, purchase a Dorian Thompson-Robinson an hour before the game based on Deshaun Watson being out. I think he threw for like 120 yards and three interceptions on over 30 passes. So tough day for Greeny Green and DTR. Shane Graham, L of the week. Caminero's he sold on eBay went for less than what he paid for him. But they were able to pull some of the bigger items. So that was their W of the week there. Burt Fields, L of the week. Drinking bourbon and buying Arch Manning cards, but they were able to pick up some Arch Manning cracked ice in various cards and autos, so there's their W as well. Another W, Janelle Hsu, who has been recently getting into the card flipping game, sold a couple cards yesterday in auctions and made around $12, up from $3 that we discussed last week. Trending up. Good job, Janelle. We got Greeny Green. Whatnot W of the week, copped a Sean O'Malley Prism Mojo. I love Sugar Sean. Good job there. And I think that's going to wrap it up for me, boys. I will see you guys at the end of the show for the audience Q&A.
Awesome. Great work, Connor. Let's not forget this one here. Rusty and McGart, that's a win. He says, aren't we all wanting to be like Paul? That's a win right there. And Lefty's switching jerseys. So he
features pet.
To... Yeah, exactly. Love you. Love you, Rusty. Good stuff. Okay, so let's talk real quick before I get into my buys. You've all got some great strategies of the week. Chad and Gary have some basketball card strategies. So we're going to do something a little different here. And I want to ask Gary about his basketball card strategy. He talks about FOMO a lot in his content on the Hoops and Cards pod. And again, you can go to hoopsandcards.com and get all of Gary's podcast episodes, his videos. He's got some articles there, and we're going to bring some more articles your way through hoopsandcards.com. But Gary struggles with FOMO, right? Talk about that a little bit in your basketball card strategy with the fear of missing out. How do you avoid that?
I don't avoid it really well. I have learned some tough lessons in, previous years with basketball cards, because I get excited about new players and new products and a new season coming out, and you can see the calendar of new releases, and you see the hobby boxes, all that stuff rolling out, and people that you know, hit big on their YouTube channels with whatever they rip, and so there's part of me that's like, I got to do something, but I'm learning, hey, that money isn't worth flushing down the toilet on wax and on gambling. And so, like, one of the things, strategies I'm looking at right now is, as new products roll out with a new season and everybody's talking about Wemby and Scoot, and they're worth talking about. These are some great players that are entering the NBA. They could be generational talents. However, when a new product comes out, it always starts super high on eBay auctions and everywhere else. And people rush in to be the first to get, as if there's some like magical prize by having it, you know, 2 weeks before everybody else. But the way the prices drop in the first 2 to 4 weeks of a new product, it's ridiculous. And if you could just like pause, take a deep breath before you click buy and waste your money. Unless you have a plan longer term. Okay, I want to get that card. It's a limited card. I'm going to send it in and get the first PSA 10, hopefully. Fine. Like, that's good luck getting PSA to agree with your 10. But, like, that is a strategy. But what I'm looking at right now is after, you know, a year or two after these new releases have been out, after these rookies have had, even the big name guys, I'm looking at some big name players who in previous years, Cade Cunningham was the guy to get, and LaMelo Ball was the guy to get, and Zion Williamson was the guy to get. Now those are three guys you can get their rookie cards already graded for amazing prices right now. I mean, Trae Young's prices right now, you know who he is? And you know how many guys start the first four or five seasons averaging 28-8? Like, it never happens. I don't like him, so I'm not buying. But, like, there are enough guys like that for a variety of reasons. Some guys, it's injuries, Zion. Some guys, it's character, Ja. I know there's risk involved. But a lot of the biggest names, when they start to perform on the court this season, there will be a jump because everybody knows their names. Everybody knows who Zion, Ja, LaMelo, Cade are. And even just the casual collector and investor, they're going to be drawn in, and dealers will start buying those again because they know the market's going to go crazy for the name. And Paul, I hope I'm scratching your Detroit fan. I think Cade Cunningham has a big opportunity. Yeah, yeah. So I'm buying guys that you're not overpaying for the brand new product premium. You've got top name players that, hey, they've had a year or two, but they're still awesome. They're still franchise players, and there's a chance to make money in the short term on those.
Hit the rewind button on your podcast apps. Go back and listen to what Gary just said about 15 times until it gets through your skull. Lefty's nodding. It's exactly what Lefty and I, when we started this show, we try to learn it ourselves, and then we try to hammer it into our audience. I think the difference between our audience and the audience of other podcasts in the hobby is that we are wanting you to zig when everyone else is zagging. Mm-hmm. We're wanting you to do exactly what Gary just said. And so, you know, Cade Cunningham, I know you mentioned Paolo Banchero in your show notes. I think these are the second year for Paolo, the third year for Cade. It's like they still have hype around them and they still have a market. You mentioned Trae Young. We know Trae Young has a market because his cards were selling all the time over the last few years, and they're mm-hmm. still selling. It's just that he hasn't had any moments recently and his cards have dipped, but he's capable of those moments.
That's right.
Now is the time to buy those guys. It's not the time to go and try to dip into this rookie class with Wemby and Scoot and the other guys. So Chad, real quick, before I go into my buys, you have your strategy of the week is around focusing on already graded basketball PSA 10. So just talk about that real quick, kind of on the back of what Gary just said.
Yeah. So my goal right now, the time to be buying basketball was early summer to get them graded so that you have them to sell. But right now, we started at the top of the show where Gary said it's not too late to buy, and that is so true. But you have to buy right now. You have to be buying graded cards. So I'm focusing on certain players, PSA 10s, hoping that they have a super good preseason. And the hype starts to build, sell them the first week of the season. Or as you've heard some of the other players I'm targeting, I'm actually looking to sell in December, which is normally wrong. But with the in-season tournament this year, I think some of the lower-end teams that are like the Houston Rockets, for example, they have a lot to play for to try and show that they are legitimate. Teams mm-hmm. like that, I think, are mm-hmm. going to put 150% into this in-season tournament, and you could see some spikes there as well.
Life Goal 2025 Paul Hickey Award winner, Chad Gill, appreciate that insight there. Burt Fields in the comments says he's buying a lot of Trae Young cards for cheap. And Burt, I wanted to say to you, I agree with what Gary said in the chat. Like, I don't understand how drinking bourbon and buying Arch Manning cards is an L. I feel like maybe you spent more money than you wanted to, but those Arch Manning cards, if you're listening to what I'm telling you guys to do, those should be a win. You might be like Lefty McKee, the 2024 Paul Hickey Award recipient. We'll see. But I want to take a step back from my hubris here and give a shout out to a lot of other people. So moving into my buys of the week, Janelle Shu came up with a couple really good ones, and I want to give her credit. She posted these on the Discord, and this is why you guys should join the Discord, because we have a great audience that's an extension of our show, and they're just as smart as us oftentimes, and so they're putting out great content in the Discord. So she says, possible buys of the week: Cooper Kupp coming back from injury soon, and his cards are still down quite a bit. I did a little bit of research when Market Movers app was actually up over the weekend, Chad, and his 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10s down 18% over the last 30 days. Not going to be easy to get for $85, but you can go check it out on eBay and see what you can find, or if you can, you know, make some deals in some Facebook groups or on Instagram. People, if you see anyone selling that Cooper Kupp card, try to get it for around $85 to $90, and then it should come back up when he comes back and takes that Puka Nacua role. Which I'll talk about in a second. And then Caitlin Clark, also mentioned by Janelle Shu. So Caitlin Clark absolutely was a stud in the NCAA tournament last year on the women's side. I think she had a couple 40-point games in a row. Her Purdue team did not, or Iowa, shoot, I don't know, one of those Big Ten schools that I don't care about because I only care about Michigan State. Purdue, Iowa, whoever she plays for, I don't know, I think it's Iowa. Bowman Chrome University first variation, serial numbered PSA 10s, they're all down across the board. Again, when Market Movers was actually up, I was able to find that data. And you can get some good Caitlin Clark cards on eBay right now. So I do like her as a buy because, that college basketball season's about to start. And then if she's able to have some big performances in the tournament again, she could have a huge spike, I think. So, Justin Fields, 2021 Optic Holo PSA 10 is down 60% over the last 30 days. I know there's mixed thoughts on whether or not you buy the dip on Justin Fields, but Dr. Crack on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell said you do. He is. I'm sorry, it was on the Overflow show. If you can get those for under $100, I think they'll work out for you. Again, when I say that, you know, I'm trying to give some context around, just because a card is down doesn't mean you can get it for that price. So I think we don't want you thinking, okay, well, Paul or Lefty or Chad or Gary said that these cards are down, so I'm just going to go buy any of them. No, you need to understand that people list them for what they think they might go up to, especially on eBay, on Buy It Now or Best Offer. I think Jordan Love is already down quite a bit, 15% over the last 60 days on his Prism Silver PSA 10. Again, that might be one that people are holding out. The seller might be holding out hope that he comes back up. But I think you monitor Jordan Love, and if he continues to dip, I would buy in on a possible Jordan Love dip over the next couple of months. I went to the Music City Collectibles show in Franklin, Tennessee, just down the street from me with Connor. I was at the Ag Expo Center. I bought 10 cards for $20. They were all serial numbered. I thought of Mosaic Joe and Lonnie Conley and a lot of the people that submit for the show and tell. So I was happy about that. Most of them will probably get them in your premium packs. So stay subscribed to nooffseason.com. Pass that free 30-day trial to get a premium pack. And you'll probably get one of those cards that I got, because they're nice serial numbered cards in value boxes, 10 cards for $20. I won't bore you with that, but I will say one of them was a Jackson Holiday Bowman Chrome first PSA 6. So I essentially got that card for two. I got a PSA 6 of the Jackson Holiday Bowman Chrome first for $2. So take that for what it's worth. And then, but the best thing I bought recently was I finally got my real first Jackson Holiday card that I think is going to double in value when he gets the call up next year. I got just nothing fancy here, guys. Jackson Holiday Bowman Chrome first PSA 10 out of 2021 draft, of course. $135. I just want to say, I just want to say why I think this is a point to make on the show. So I'm at this card show, and I see that this guy's got it priced for like $165. I go through my exercise of looking at the recent comps, and I see that they're kind of all over the board. Like some of them are 135, some of them are even higher than the 165 mark. And there's a lot of people, Buy It Now or Best Offer, just paying like a full price at like 165 for that card. And so I'm thinking, well, I've been in several auctions that I've been outbid for that particular card over the last several months, and the value continues to go up. Do I want to spend my time buying, being in an auction, right? Like, because there's cost involved when you're any of us that have a life to be in an auction, right? And to put in the effort to try to win that auction, it's a little bit of effort. And then you got to pay the shipping and all that. So I thought, you know what? If I can get this guy down, I asked for 120 and he said he wouldn't do it at 120. And I said, what's the lowest you'll go? And he said, 135. I walked away from the table because I thought, well, I can get that on eBay for 135. And then I thought, no, you idiot. You can get it now for 135 and then save yourself time from having to bid in some fool's auction over and over again to try to get it for the same price and pay shipping. So I just kind of want to make the point that, like, you might not win the battle at a card show of getting it under comps, but you can still kind of win the battle if it's a card like that Jackson Holiday card that Lefty and I and Chad, I think we all think that that's going to be like easy money on that sort of stuff. One quick other shout out, and then I'll pass it on to Lefty for his buys. But Mosaic Joe and Andy Kaysen of Football Card Quest, also part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, FootballCardQuest.com. Andy back, like, I think in August, talked about Tyquan Thornton coming back from an injury with the New England Patriots, a wideout, and the Patriots need wideout help. And then Mosaic Joe said, hey, I think you need to give credit to Andy on this because I still think it's a good buy. And Mosaic Joe's going out and buying him. He's down 79%. His rookie ticket auto base and his rookie ticket auto variation, photo variation, if you can get them for like $5 to $7, a lot of people are trying to sell them for like 15 right now. That's probably not a horrible price. He could be an in-season quick flip, and I just want to give a shout-out to those two guys, Mosaic Joe on Instagram, also known as Farmer Joe, and then Andy Kaysen, Football Card Quest. So shout-out to those two guys for those in-season football flips. But I've been babbling on for a while now. Lefty wants to talk about some work that he's been putting in on the website. Lefty, take it away, man.
I've been chomping at the bit here to talk about the new prospect ranking that we had come out because this October prospect ranking is so different. Connor, if you wanted to drop that link in the chat for everybody, that would be cool. But if you know baseball, you know that there's a lot of guys that get promoted in late September just to either get some experience or whatever. And we always say promote or sell at the call up. There's one caveat to this. Junior Caminero, we're going to actually keep him on the list. He falls down to, he's actually the biggest, one of the biggest fallers of this month's list because of his promotion, because we believe that the money that you can make is not as good as some other players right now if you were to sell, but he's still on the list, which says a lot about Junior Caminero and what we think about him. But Jackson Holiday still number one. Xavier Isaac moved into a premium buy for me because he's just incredible. He's an absolute stud. But my favorite buy right now is our biggest mover up, and he moves up to number nine, and it's Jace Young. Josh Young's little brother also went to Texas Tech. He's a third baseman now for the Tigers, and he is destroying the ball. He's never hit under 100 WRC plus. And we always say for advanced college hitters, AA is the level with which that is what we're expected to see, their first professional level, to see how they do with it. He was promoted earlier this year to AA and has his best level in minor league baseball has been AA. So he's destroying it. They moved him over to third, which I think is a great positional move for him. His brother and him work out in the offseason, and his brother is already a stud and would have won American League Rookie of the Year had it not been for a broken hand injury in late August. But he is hitting 279 ISO, under 30K%. He's got 14 pumps, 154 WRC plus. I think Jace Young could be the next guy that moves, and his Bowman Chrome autos are about $50 right now. That's an incredible buy when I just bought a Bowman Chrome base auto of Jackson Holiday for $430. You can get in on Jace Young for $50. So go get some Jace Young cards.
Lefty, I'm pumped about that. Not only because he's in my Detroit Tigers organization, but also because You have updated the baseball card rankings consistently. Great work on that. Everybody needs to go check it out at nooffseason.com. You can find it in the menu by just hovering over sports card rankings and clicking baseball card rankings. That's the way to make money. Go check out Lefty's baseball card rankings at nooffseason.com. Click on those links in the column that says card to buy. And then there's a column that says sell by date. And it tells you when, basically when you can plan to profit from that card. But Jace Young, the brother of Josh, I like when there's recognition for a prospect based on maybe it's another family member, maybe it's some other reason with hype. I think it just kind of adds to it a little bit. So I love that call. And baseball card.
Josh consistently talks about how Jace is a better player than him. So the only thing I think that is on him right now is he's a Detroit Tiger, you know, and no offense, but they haven't been great at pulling up guys. Torque is finally turning it around. Actually, if everybody bought in when I said, hey, I think Torque is a turnaround prospect in April, they would have made a lot of money this year. Hoops and Cards, Gary says, is baseball prospecting even better buy in a month, or is it truly no offseason? These are good buys right now, yes, but the best time to buy would be in the offseason for sure, depending on if your guy is going into big trades or if he is signing an extension or something like that, which most of our guys are not in that realm. But these are guys that I'm saying are a good buy now and a better buy in December.
So. Lefty, great work. I saw Gary's face when you said WRC plus, and I just want to do, I think you guys should get together and do like a real quick Instagram reel on like you explaining WRC plus to Gary. That would make for good content.
I can do that.
Oh, I'd love it.
Baseball card curmudgeon in the house, wondering if they're paying attention to all this baseball talk, saying that they coached Jackson Holliday in Jupiter when he was 6 through 9 years old. Matt, of course, his dad helped coach. That's cool. That's awesome. All right, Chad. I like who you're buying here, but I'm just going to say I like who Chad's buying. Dr. Crack, Chad Gill, take it away.
All right. Well, first of all, with Lefty's plays, just for full disclosure, I had texted Lefty. I don't remember if it was the whole group or not, but I absolutely love his new rankings or our new rankings. And my play with that is I'm buying enough to send in 20 card grade bulk orders on all of the top 10 in the list, plus Caminero. So I will have 220 cards at PSA between now and spring, just full disclosure. All right, so now who am I buying? I am buying, so instead of just saying players, I thought I would pick out some specific cards that I have bought. My wife asked me this weekend, she said, are you going on a buying spree because you're depressed because your dad passed away or what? She's like, I can't remember you spending this much money in a couple day period. And I said, well, the deals are hot. You got to get them. So here's what I bought. I bought all of these
cards. Avoid the depression talk.
I bought all of these cards this weekend. I bought a Giannis. Giannis, first of all, Giannis, great buy no matter what it is. But I bought the NBA Hoops, which is a lower-end card. I bought, every card I bought this weekend was a PSA 10. But I bought his base, and I got that for $275. I got a gold for $499. I got a red back for $425. I wrote because of the questions over Justin Fields and me saying absolutely yes, it prompted me to write an article on the cards. I got 10 cards of Justin Fields that you should target. I wrote it this weekend. Probably it'll hit today, maybe.
Dude, he went off yesterday, too. He was incredible.
And I did. I wrote the article Saturday, and then he went off yesterday. Read the article and follow, but Justin Fields, starting with yesterday, 4 of his next 5 games are against the bottom 4 passing and rushing defenses in the NFL. Fields is going to go off, mark my word. All right, back. I bought a Justin Fields Prism Silver for $350. I bought a optic hollow Justin Fields for $225. I bought a Jason Tatum optic hollow for $325. I bought an SGA optic hollow for $175. That seems like
stealing.
Isn't that like stealing? That's stealing. And then I bought two 2007 Topps Kevin Durant, the factory white set, the white bordered ones, because those seem to be the most reasonable right now. I got one for $150, and then I couldn't find another one, and I made a best offer, and I bought the second one for $210, which is quite a bit more than the $150. But I just think anything under $250, those are good buys coming into the season. And then for Gary's question on the baseball cards are best to buy in probably December, January, if you can find them. The problem is that a lot of people put their baseball cards away and they're not available. Hmm. Right now, there are so many people unloading their baseball cards that now might be as good a time as any because of the availability. This one here, I could not believe it. I bought a James Wood Bowman Chrome first base PSA 10. I won it on auction for $31.
Yep.
I won a Mojo PSA 10 James Wood for $38. I didn't put this on my list, but I won a Jackson Churio Mojo PSA 10 for $44. And then I bought a Tyrese Maxey Silver Prism for $180. This seems criminal. His Silver Prism prices are criminally cheap right now. I bought a Anthony Edwards Downtown PSA 10 for $600. That card's going to double. And then this one here, Paul's going to love this one. I've already got five of these, and I bought two more this weekend. I bought two 2005 Topps base Aaron Rodgers PSA 10s. They are so freaking cheap right now. I bought one for $205.
They should be cheap.
And one for $220. Find me another bona fide first ballot guaranteed Hall of Fame quarterback that you can find their rookie card in a PSA 10 for $200. Everybody must be listening to Paul. Knock it off. Go buy some Aaron Rodgers. That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I'm blown away by Dr. Crack. That was one of the strongest buys segment that we've had in the history of the Sports Card Strategy Show. I mean,
I saw spit flying. There was a computer shift.
Okay, like so many different thoughts to unpack here. But like one is, I feel like when people get pissed off in their life, some people like go running or lift weights or like overeat or whatever. And I'm not shaming anyone. I think Chad just goes hard into card plays.
We all do.
He just goes hard into card plays. Like that was awesome and intense. And Connor is going to be busy with this week's buys of the week article at nooffseason.com. Connor, good luck, man. You got a lot to link everybody to. So people right now, if you're listening on the podcast apps, you're probably like, oh crap. Like, how do I even get all this information down so I don't forget it? Don't worry about it, actually. Because Connor's going to work his butt off, and you can just go to nooffseason.com later today and probably see the buys of the week from all of us. And there's more because Gary hasn't even gone yet.
I have one more. I just sniped. I just won this as we're doing the show. I just won this.
Come on, damn.
2022 Bowman draft Chrome first Jackson Holiday base lot of 10. These cards are selling for $25 to $30 a piece. I just won 10 for $203.
Let's go, Chad.
While we're on the show, let's go.
Chad is like, Chad is hard into cards. When he faces difficulty in his life, he goes hard into cards. We love you, Chad. That was outstanding. That was one of the best ever. I mean, there's so much in there. I don't even want to take up any more airtime because there's so much in there. But And we haven't even gotten to Gary. I'm looking at Gary's show notes, and his buys are strong. So, Gary, after good luck following that up. But who are you buying right now, man?
Well, I threw away a few pieces of paper a minute ago because Chad, we must think alike on a lot of levels. Tyrese Maxey, silver PSA 10, bought one 2 weeks ago. SGA, been buying him all summer and got another one recently. The thing about those cards, you guys, and even the things we said earlier about players, basketball card buying season, players that are down a little bit and that you can find good deals on right now. In fact, one of our listeners asked about why the big deal about silver prisms, why are they so sought after or valued? And it is just because they're popular and there's more people searching for them on eBay. So they're going to be a premium. However, if you're buying like a guy we talked about, Trae Young or Cade Cunningham, or even the guys that I mentioned, Paul, I'll rattle off the list that I like. Devin Vassell, because I think Wemby's going to draw attention to the Spurs and Devin's going to score a lot. I'm watching Anfernee Simons, and if he's going to wind up being the number one shot maker in Portland, I think that's going to be fun. And Austin Reeves is for real. So I think a lot of card people undervalue him still, what Shoes, Austin Reeves where is going to do. Shoes. And Jaren Jackson Jr. is much younger than we think he is. I know it feels like he's been around forever, but his upside is still very tantalizing. As a scorer with Ja Morant out for 25 games, I love Desmond Bane too, but I think Jaren, especially in what their offense is going to look like with Marcus Smart and a few other things, I think Jaren's going to be a huge difference maker in the first quarter of the season. So all those guys, though, I would say look at the pop counts before you buy. And know that base is the most liquid, or at least the most, you know, that you'll see recent sales. But depending on your purpose in buying the card, like with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I love the silver prism and I want to get a good deal. I've been waiting to snipe the best price, but it just keeps going up gradually. But I'm seeing a great a bargain on the base PSA 10s for his cards you can get for less than $80. And yet, if your purpose is to buy a card that has more upside, maybe it's the red cracked ice. Maybe it is a numbered, you know, maybe it's the optic blue velocity. Some of these harder, like just lower pop count, still awesome, still mainstream brand cards of these guys that are about to have, like Anthony Edwards, man, I think, you know, these guys with huge upside that they're just going to keep getting better and better.
I love what you're saying for a lot of different reasons. I mean, I like all the guys that you're talking about. And B, there's something for everybody in the flipping game, because like, yes, for me, I'm going more towards Giannis and Anthony Edwards, those the types of cards that Chad was talking about. And it really is personal that I don't want to follow Devin Vassell and Austin Reeves and Anfernee Simons all season. And I don't want to follow when the time is to buy and sell them. I agree that what you're saying, they're great buys, but I think there's something in it for everyone, right? Like, I'm just at a point with my time management in my life where I just want to manage guys like Anthony Edwards and Giannis, right? And the Anthony Edwards or the Anthony Edwards downtown PSA 10 that Chad said he bought. I'm very jealous of that purchase. That's amazing. But I really like, I know there's a lot of people in our audience like, oh, my Shoes. And I know Connor likes Austin Reeves. There's a lot of Austin Reeves. There's a market for Austin Reeves. It's a smaller market, but his cards aren't as expensive. Probably same thing. We had a question on the show about Anfernee Simons. Is it the time to sell Anfernee Simons after the big trade? No, absolutely not. No. It's the time to buy Anfernee Simons, to your point.
So, wait till he drops 40 in a game in November or three games in November. He's like Cam Thomas with a brain. Like he can go and off at any time. Yes, and playing time. Absolutely.
Yeah, good call there, Lefty.
I have five Anfernee Simons silvers at PSA right now that I bought this summer.
Yes, sir.
So he'll probably get called up in September.
Right.
Yeah, that seems to be my luck, at least for baseball.
You like that?
Well, and Paul, I should add, the LeBron James market is really down right now. There's a great buying opportunity on LeBron rookies, just as Chad mentioned with Giannis. Go for one of the cheaper, you know, just the regular tops with LeBron in the draft day suit. That's an incredible steal right now. So
I totally agree. That's like a really safe play. Don't
go for the LeBron diary cards. Those are no rookie cards, but
the upper deck diary.
Avoid the upper deck.
Go upper deck or tops.
Go Topps Chrome, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Topps Chrome, maybe even Bazooka or Fleer before you would go with the Upper Deck. NoOffseason.com. We do featured auctions every day. Featured auctions ending today, just on the homepage. Been posting a lot of LeBron stuff. So if you're interested in that down LeBron market that Gary's talking about, there's some good stuff there. Okay, Gary, who are you selling, man?
Who am I selling? Did I put somebody down for that?
Yeah, you put
you already mentioned it. QBs. Yeah, football quarterbacks as they pop. Like I bought a bunch of Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes during the off season, like in April and May. And so I've listed them on eBay and they're just gradually selling. Last week it was my Tua PSA 10 Donruss sold, and I doubled my money on it, but it wasn't a ton of money. It was just I knew I could make some money during the basketball off season. So quarterbacks, that's what I'm selling. Have them listed at a price that you would accept, right? Or in a auction ending during a big game, especially like a prime time game.
Absolutely. Love it. Chad, over to you. I like your show notes here, but take it away for who you're selling, man.
Damian Lillard right now. The hype is real. If it wasn't for the Jrue Holiday to Boston over the weekend, I was super excited about my Bucks chances. Now I'm a little sick to my stomach because I love Jrue and he's going to be trying to shut Dame time down in the playoffs. When you're hedging your bet right now, the three most popular according to Vegas to win it all, look at the star players. If you're looking to buy and hold for the end of basketball season, look at the Bucks, look at the Celtics, look at the Suns, look at the Nuggets. Those are really your four teams. Look at the stars there. But I'm selling Damian Lillard because you've got such a huge spike right now that my plans are to buy him back when it comes back to earth. That might be a week from now. It might be 3 weeks from now. I'm buying Damian. I will have Damian back by the end of the year. But right now I'm selling him because of the spike. Ronald Acuna Jr., I'm selling him because he's had an historic season. He's, you know, a lock for the MVP for NL. His cards are on the way up. I think the Braves have a good chance at winning the whole thing again this year, but I'm selling on the way up. So selling Acuna. And then Travis Kelce right now with all this Swift conversation. His stuff is it's kind of like the Dion play because of Shadur. Dion's cards went up because of Taylor Swift, not because of what he's doing. He's not having a good year according to Kelce type numbers, but because of Taylor Swift, his cards are starting to spike. So sell Travis Kelce before she dumps him.
Yes.
Tops.
I wish I had bought Kelce in the summer like I thought I
if anybody from Fanatics or Tops is listening to this show, you are morons if you do not do a Tops Now card.
True. Oh yeah.
Of Kelce and Swift with autographs.
Ooh.
How hot would that card be? I mean, come on. Let's go.
Come on, crazy. Tops. Come on, Dr. Crack. Let's go. Fanatics, get him in there. Get him in the mix. Totally agree. Lefty, I like your show notes here, too. Talk about who you're selling.
I'm not waiting for the end of the offseason or the end of the playoffs to sell any of my guys in the playoffs. And we had a lot of overflow questions about Acuna. And so I think Chad hit it on the head here. Get your Acunas listed now. They probably will win the playoffs, but Here's my thinking. There's enough people in the market right now that are going to try to sell at his projectable markets. I don't have a whole lot of Acuna's cards because I deal mostly with prospects and then I sell them once they get to the MLB. So I don't have a whole lot of MLB active players. But for those of you that are holding Acuna right now, I don't think it could be a better time to list his cards than now. Whether that's auction or buy it now, I don't think there's a better time than now. The Braves are going to be very, very good. He just had the best season that he's ever had. He's going to win the MVP. Don't wait till he's announced. Sell him now. Be the first to the market. And then I'm also selling guys like Corbin Carroll. I'm also selling guys that are also up there with their major league teams other than Junior Caminero. I do not want to sell him until next spring, unless somebody just smashes a buy it now that's way over, you know, what you want to take for it, if you want to put it up there. But just get your cards listed now and then ride off into the postseason, no matter how the postseason goes, with money in your hand, rather than sitting on an asset that you can't move until next season.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm going to go quick through mine. Totally agree with Dr. Crack. The Travis Kelce 2013 Topps Chrome base is up significantly due to the Taylor Swift hype. I see it listed everywhere. People are buying it. Don't buy it. People sell it right now. People, like, vendors at the card show I went to have clearly gone back into their archives of cards and pulled this card out raw and just set it in their showcases. And so just avoid that card. Devin Achane, the rookie running back from the Miami Dolphins, is on
Giga Maggies.
He has a score rookie auto that is up huge. You definitely need to Devon, Devin, Achane, Achane, Ashani, however you say his last name. Get rid of him. Whatever Devin Achane cards you have, sell them now. I would sell Christian McCaffrey. I don't see the point in holding a running back. I think that when you look historically at good fantasy running backs, even elite fantasy running backs, what do their cards sell for 2 to 3 years after they're retired? Absolutely nothing. He's a great player. I'm not saying he's not a phenomenal fantasy player, but this is the time to sell Christian McCaffrey cards if you haven't already. Puka Nacua, game-winning walk-off touchdown in overtime against the Colts. He has Prism draft picks, base cards, auto cards, whatever you have of Puka Nacua. Get rid of him. I mentioned buying Cooper Kupp in an earlier segment. That those directly correlated. They're directly correlated. Get rid of Puka Nacua. Just get rid of him.
Nico right, Collins. Everybody.
Hey, is some of this tied to Nico, like, Collins, maybe this is a bad Browns fan question, but like you mentioned running backs, Nick Chubb being out for the season. So many big name players get injured frequently in the game. Like, part of me, maybe it's just I'm a scarred Browns fan. I want to sell players when they're hot before they go down. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hurting.
Yeah, I mean,
no Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, football players, when they're not quarterbacks,
Aaron Rodgers
has a very short shelf life, and you need to get rid of them when they have performance spikes, because every week is going to be inconsistent and their prices are going to go back down, or they could Nick Chubb themselves, unfortunately, which sucks to say that, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, Devin Achane could be absolutely irrelevant for the remainder of his life in the card market tomorrow, if something happens to him. And people like Deshaun Watson don't carry that risk, because Deshaun Watson's a quarterback and he's going to get back on the field and he could have another big game. So yeah, football's very different when it comes to that. All right, we brought in Connor Barnett. Connor, you've got the audience QA queued up, but first I'm going to do one from the Discord, which I think is relevant while we have Gary. We only have Gary for a few more minutes. DJB Hip Hop and Cooney Cards having a conversation on the Discord. DJB Hip Hop says, when do most folks start posting NBA on eBay? The preseason starts this week. I will say, I plan on listing a lot of my basketball cards, if not all of them, like 1 week from today, because I'm going to list them in 10-day auctions, most likely. And that would put me at a selling date of literally 4 days before tip-off. So I may wait one or two more days-ish before, but I'm going to start. Like, my basketball card strategy has been to acquire cards that I will list upon the hype of the preseason of the NBA. But Gary, you talked a little bit about this earlier in the show. You're not necessarily as aligned with me on that. Talk about, because you're talking about still buying a lot, but are there cards that you would be selling right now, if you've been holding cards for a while, from an NBA standpoint?
Yeah, I think my strategy, Paul, is less about when I list as it is how I list. Like, if I'm going to list a Giannis rookie right now, PSA 10 hoops like Chad got a great deal on this week. I'm not going to list it at the Chad's great deal bargain price. I'm going to list it at the, hey, if that thing jumps 20% in the hype leading up to the season, or some big news about how good Milwaukee looks as the favorites in the East, if they still are, like, I'm going to list it at a price I'm willing to accept as a buy it now. And because it's Giannis and a card I don't mind holding on to, I'm not even going to put or best offer. Like, I might send an offer to my watchers, but my strategy of listing basketball going into the season is, yeah, list some cards that you think there's going to be hype or action on towards the beginning of the season. In other words, not Ja Morant. You've got another 2 months to wait to list those. But when I list them, it's going to be at a price I'm willing to accept, or at least a good negotiating piece. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. And I love that you put that context around it, because how you sell definitely would impact when you sell. And I think you articulated that well. Go back, hit the rewind button, and listen to what Gary just said several times. Gary from Hoops and Cards, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Love having you on the show. Love having you as part of the network. Keep pumping out the good content, Gary. Great seeing you. Everybody go check out Gary at hoopsandcards.com. Gary, any final parting words before you leave us for the day?
It's hard being a Browns fan, you guys. It really is. But no, I love the show. I love what you said. We can rewind and listen to each other. I've got to follow up with Chad on a few basketball buying questions that I've got. But yeah, just do you. I think we can be overwhelmed and hear a lot of ideas and recommendations. And for me, FOMO is I want to take notes on every player mentioned here and buy Jackson and Drew Holidays. But you got to do you and focus on your goals and your budget as a collector. I got to remind myself that as the new season starts, right? And there's always going to be something new, something more. So I'm going to focus on my guys. And great to be with you guys today. Thank you so much, Paul.
Great to have you, Gary. We'll see you again in about a month. And we'll be excited to talk about how the start of the NBA season has gone. Talk to you soon,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Have a great day. All right, Gary. Bye, from Hoops and Cards. We've got Connor in the house to lead us through some of our audience Q&A, and then we're going to wrap. But I know that CardBanker20, real quick, asked Gary about Jaden Ivey. And Gary answered already in the chat. He likes Jaden Ivey, but not nearly as much value upside as Cade Cunningham. Ivey's prices also have a lot built into his upside for some reason. All right, Connor, over to you, man, for leading us through our audience QA here, and tell the people how, if we don't get to them, how we will get to them. Over to you, man.
Yeah, as usual, if we do not have time to get to y'all's comments, we kind of try to stick to the theme of the show and stay on topic. Just leave a comment down in the YouTube comments, and we will try to get back to you as quick as we can. But yeah, let's jump right into it. Let's start with baseball a little bit for Lefty here. Craig's Cards hopped in this morning and didn't know if we had all talked about the duplicate Bowman superfractors. I think this is something we talked about in our text message group maybe like a week ago or so. I think he's referring to the Victor Isdris Lefty. What did you think about that?
We mentioned it right before he jumped on the show. And so if you want the full effect, Craig, then jump in and rewind. And it's my first thing that I mentioned of the week. So if you go on Spotify, but, it's not a good look for the hobby. I think it's good that they're doing something about it, in terms of trying to get some, they're trying to kind of backpedal a little bit. I can't decide if I think that it's a media play or if it is a true accident, but I'll leave that up to you.
Sticking with baseball, Greeny Green pulled a Roman Anthony Pearl Bowman Chrome non-first. Nice. Lefty, I know you're familiar with your non-first. Is this card worth keeping long-term or sell now?
I would sell it now. I don't keep anything that's a non-first, but I do like the Pearl parallels right now.
That was just a dig at you buying that Jackson Holiday.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Another one for you. Infinity.
Funny enough, I did sell that non-first Jackson Holiday for a out of 150 Roman Anthony. So it all comes full circle.
Bang. One more for you, Lefty. Infinity Trader bought Xavier Isaac Refractor Auto for $95 and sold it for $200.
Yes.
Just want to say thanks for the tip, I believe.
Yeah, that's a great... Anytime you can double a card, man, like, great job. He's going to... I think the purple auto that I bought is now worth double than what I bought it for, and I just still think that he's a buy. So Xavier Isaac is going... It's one of the most underrated names in baseball right now.
Lefty, if you pick up cards that are not grade-worthy of guys that we're recommending, say Holiday... Roman, Isaac. When is the best time to sell cards that are not grade worthy? That's coming from Mark Grzynski.
Same time. Bowman autos. Especially if they're autos. Bowman autos move really well raw as well. Some people say you should disclose like that. What I do is I just say card will not gem in the description. That's as much as I say. Just take good pictures and let the people decide for themselves. But if it's a non-auto, then I think you can put it in a lot with a lot of them together and then sell.
Awesome. As always, thanks for the good baseball advice, Lefty McKee. One for you real quick, Chad, from Infinity Trader as well. Why are Prism Silver cards so heavily sought after and why do they sell at a premium? What intangibles cause their market to be a good one?
Well, Gary kind of touched on it. It's supply and demand. They're a little bit more rare than your standard cards. They're not as rare as some of the colored numbered parallels. But to me, it's the most attractive card. That silver prism card is the most attractive of all of the parallels, with the exception of if there's a color match. You've heard me say before, I'm a sucker for a color match, but outside of a color match, there's no other card I'd rather have than a silver prism. So many people think like me, and that drives the prices up.
Yeah, and Chad, correct me if I'm wrong here. Obviously, I'm still kind of learning from my end, but it seems like when I'm doing research and putting content together that silver prisms kind of sit in the sweet spot for a lot of different categories, right? So when we talk pricing, pop count, liquidity and things like that, it's never too crazy high or too crazy low. So I think for a lot of different investors, it's an appetizing choice.
Yeah, you don't have to pay the the rookie ticket auto price, but from a liquidity and a desirability standpoint, it's the card.
Awesome, thank you, Chad. One for you real quick, Paul. Shane Graham wants to know if Kevin Durant is a good buy at the moment. They bought a 2007 E-Tops at a $14.99 PSA 9 for a steal, hoping to flip once the season starts. I believe we have Kevin Durant tier 4 for us, so he's kind of like a mid-tier investment pitch that we recommend. But how are you feeling about Kevin Durant with the new-look Suns this year, Paul?
Yeah, thanks, Connor. So, Shane, I like what you did here. I like that you got it at a card show. I like that you kind of, to me, this fits in the pocket of, he's not a guy that I'm going to go out and target. I'm not searching for KD cards on eBay. I'm not searching for KD cards online anywhere. But when I'm at a card show, if I see a card that I know will sell for a player like KD who will have a marker coming up, and I expect them to have a good season in Phoenix. I really do. I think like Vogel and like Bradley Beal being there and this trade that they just made that Connor broke down for us on the Sports Card Strategy Show until last week. Go check out Connor's analysis of the trade. I think it'll be good for KD. I don't think this has too much upside. I think I would sell it probably during the regular season, towards the end of the regular season. Maybe at the beginning of the playoffs, actually, would probably be a better time than the end of the regular season, because I think KD will be full go, rested for the playoffs. Hopefully he's not injured. But I don't think it has too much upside. I would not hold for like a potential Suns finals run or anything like that. I think this is because you bought it at a card show, and in theory, you got it for under comps at a good price while people weren't really thinking about KD. I think it's a good play. Do I like KD? Do I think he's a good buy right now? Not necessarily. I think in the context of how Shane got it, it makes sense. So appreciate that. And Chad, I know you got to bounce. We're gonna wrap up the show here in a second, guys. But Chad, do you have anything else to add before you leave us?
No, this was a fun show. It was good to be back. I missed last week. Love our family that we have here. There will be a little teaser in addition to the article that should be hitting no off season today in regards to some cards you should target for buying the dip on Fields. There is a couple of cards you should target in the basketball pre-graded as the preseason rolls around. There will be at least one, maybe two in the next week that'll be coming out. So watch for those as well.
Awesome. I saw Brian Steeler 714 in the chat. He says, have a great day, Chad. We'll see you soon, right, Chad. Brian Steeler 714 card snatcher in the chat. Thanks, guys. Hey, Connor, great job on the QA. I'm just going to take us out real quick. There was one hobby tip that I wanted to mention today. We talk a lot about selling and the timing of selling, right, Lefty? So like we talk about, like we send out sell alerts for guys that, you know, we think you could get some immediate benefit from if you list their auctions, like during a game. Chad talked about Caleb Williams. We talked about Josh Allen, guys like that. You've done it recently with some guys and it's worked out well for you. So you can text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get our sell alerts. Those are specifically what those are for, those moments when we think you should be listing guys. So again, that's text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. But the hobby tip I wanted to throw out here is second chance offers on eBay. Lefty, I'm guessing that this has probably happened to you, but Matt Esterman, who many of you may know from his Shedeur Sanders play. If you don't know Matt, go back and check out the Shedeur Sanders play from a couple weeks ago on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. But sometimes you have a buyer that wins an auction that doesn't pay, or they ask to cancel right away, right? And you're bummed because the auction did really well. Well, a solution to this potentially is utilizing what's called a second chance offer on eBay. So Matt's story is he sent a second chance offer to the second highest bidder. You can send it to any of the bidders that bid on your card in an auction and didn't win. The second highest bidder got his Shedeur Sanders card for a price close to the winning bid, which is great. Congratulations, Matt. But what's interesting about this is if you didn't know about the second chance offer, hopefully that's a good hobby tip for you. If you did know about the second chance offer, you might not know about this. The way that eBay actually handles this is when you send a second chance offer, it actually relists the card automatically also. So now you have a duplicate listing. Basically, you have a duplicate listing of the card. So like if I send a second chance offer to Lefty and Connor, it also relists the card for anyone else to then go bid on it the way that it was listed originally. So you, what you need to make sure you do, everybody, is go immediately cancel the duplicate listing of the card, because if someone accepts your second chance offer, now you're going to ship them the card, but now you have another listing of the card out there on eBay that somebody thinks you have the card and they can bid on it. So I wanted to talk about that. I think that's a good hobby tip to leave you guys with. And then real quick, Kaiser Sose 1209 from the Discord, Lefty, you'll like this one, says, recently signed up for the Discord, but have been listening to the podcast for some time. The only one I listen to. Just recently got back into sports card collecting after a 35-year hiatus. Absolutely love the fact that the show caters to us, just the love of the chase, and it's not all about buying $1,000 cards to make huge profits daily, which most podcasts do. I enjoy selling a card I've had in my basement for 30 plus years for $5, but recently got back into the game and man, it has changed. Looking forward to learning from the Sports Card Strategy Show experts and this community, getting some wins along the way. And he says, sorry, so long, go Big Blue. That was a sorry for me because I absolutely can't stand the University of Michigan. But Lefty, figured I wanted to throw that out there to you at the end of the show. Feel good about yourself, Lefty McKee. You help make this show what it is. And why don't you take us out with your parting shots? Any parting shots you have for today's show, brother?
My parting shots are around two quarterbacks this year or this week. Don't buy into the Zach Wilson hype. He actually didn't play that well last night, and people are acting like he was a Super Bowl contender. Not a thing. Look at his stats. It's not very good. And Bailey Zappi, I think I'm interested in pulling some of his cards out here because he got Mac Jones got benched, and Zappi Mania could be back on the rise.
And they love Minshew mania.
Minshew mania, baby.
Zappy mania. We're gonna Lefty all about the favorite backup quarterbacks. Connor, what do you have to say about that real quick? What do you think? Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I didn't know if the move to Zappy was a legitimate move for them to be testing waters, or if it was just we're getting blown out and let's go ahead and move on to the next week. I mean, they're playing the terrible.
Saints, so I think if he is in, it's looking good.
I like Zappy. I do like Zappy. The Patriots just look so bad, and that was the biggest loss of Belichick's entire career. So my parting notes are shout out to Lefty for the awesome updated baseball rankings. He's updating them monthly. And guys, it's not like he's just adding one name and keeping everything else the same. If you look at it month to month, there's people moving all over the place. We got big climbers and droppers. So shout out to Lefty for the good work. We're going to keep that updated for you so that you guys can make money investing in baseball card prospects. And that's going to do it for me, boys.
Thanks, man.
Phenomenal show today, guys. Hopefully all of you out there in the audience enjoyed it. We'd love your feedback. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Sonia, take us home.
Thank you for listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show, brought to you by nooffseason.com. Don't forget to get your sell alerts by texting Sports Cards to 1-833-992-5727. Follow us on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. And if you feel like the show is valuable to your sports card investment strategy, we would love a review. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the show. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.